Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, February 21st, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. Samsung announced the Galaxy Fold, a phone that unfolds into a tablet. It has a 4.6-inch front display and a 7.3-inch Infinity Flex tablet display when unfolded. It contains 512 gigabytes of storage, can show three apps at once tiled on screen for multitasking, and can switch between screens without pause. The Galaxy Fold arrives on April 28th in LTE and 5G versions, starting at $1,980. Samsung also announced new versions of the Galaxy S10 with an in-screen ultrasonic fingerprint reader that can work with wet fingers and three rear cameras. It can also wirelessly charge other devices. The $899 6.1-inch S10, the $1,000 6.4-inch S10 Plus, and the $749 5.8-inch S10e are all available for pre-order, shipping on March 8th. A version with 5G will arrive later this year, coming first to Verizon in the U.S. Oh, but that's not all. New wearables coming too from Samsung. The Galaxy Buds are wireless Bluetooth earbuds in a charging case for $130 coming March 8th. The Galaxy Watch Active measures blood pressure, heart rate, and tracks sleep coming March 8th for $200. And the Galaxy Fit has a color AMOLED touchscreen coming in Q2. Sources tell the Wall Street Journal that Apple and Goldman Sachs are working on a joint credit card, which will integrate with an updated Apple Wallet app and include features like the ability to set spending goals, track purchase rewards, and potentially offer other rewards like 2% cash back. The card is said to be in testing with employees now with a public launch later this year. The card, which the journal first reported was in the works in May of last year, will reportedly use the MasterCard network. Sources tell Reuters that Lyft will launch the roadshow for its IPO the week of March 18th, which would make it the first U.S. ride-hailing company to IPO. Dow Jones also reported that Lyft could make its filing public as early as next week and plans to list on the NASDAQ. Rival Uber is said to be several weeks behind Lyft's timeline for its own IPO. Lyft also announced its most affordable ride option called Shared Saver in Denver, Colorado, and San Jose. Riders can lock in low prices even during peak hours, and Shared Saver is not affected by surge pricing. Back in November, Google security researcher Ivan Fratrick found a whitelist within Microsoft's Edge browser that lets Facebook run Adobe Flash code without users knowing. The Flash whitelist originally had 58 entries, including domains and subdomains for Microsoft's main site, the MSN portal, music streaming service Deezer, Yahoo, and Chinese social network QQ. It appears that Microsoft shortened the list to just two Facebook domains earlier this month. However, a Facebook spokesperson tells ZDNet they didn't ask Microsoft to be on the whitelist, and in fact had asked Microsoft to remove the domains. Adobe and major browser makers all plan to sunset Flash completely by the end of 2020, and Microsoft says it plans to switch Edge from its proprietary Edge HTML browser engine to Google's Chromium. HTC announced the Vive Focus Plus that includes a pair of its updated motion controllers that the company first announced as developer hardware back in October. The Vive Focus's original single controller supported 3 degrees of freedom. These new controllers support 6, so they can be tracked as they move around, as well as rotating on the spot. This puts HTC in competition with Oculus Quest, a standalone headset with two controllers that's due this spring. The Vive Focus Plus is aimed primarily at business customers and will be available in 25 countries, including the US, Canada, the UK, Australia, Japan, and China, though no word on pricing just yet. And finally, Twitter is asking its users to apply to take part in a test of a redesign of conversations meant to, quote, make it easier to see more of what people are saying. A rounded shape makes a thread look more like text messages, replies are indented, and replies from people you follow are in blue, while replies from a person who started the thread are in gray. Twitter will also test hiding likes and retweets unless you click to reveal them. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.